Yes, Jesus Christ is alive. He rose from the dead. And that day, that Easter Sunday morning, that first Easter, when Mary and Mary Magdalene and Salome went to the grave expecting to anoint a dead body, they saw the angel sitting there. And they said, "Where is Jesus?" The angel said, "He is not here, he is risen." I submit to you tonight that that's the greatest news the world has ever heard. He is not here. He has conquered the grave. He's alive.
Friends in Christ, hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed, hallelujah. These past few weeks and even months have been long for us. Long and maybe exhausting even, frustrating. We have been looking at each and every week during Lent, veils in life that separate us and our vision from seeing God and what God is doing clearly. We had veils of disappointment in life that separate our vision from God. We have veils separating us from one another through unmet expectations. We have veils of even despair and betrayal. But today, this Easter morning, we realize that all those veils are torn from top to bottom, and truly now we have unveiled joy. Joy is what brings us together each and every Sunday throughout the year. Joy is what brings our families together. Joy is what keeps the church together. For if you read the Bibles in your homes, you will hear that Jesus came so that you may have joy, and that your joy may be complete, whole. How does that happen? Where can we find joy in the midst of sorrow, in the midst of panic, in the midst of isolation? Where is our joy? We need not look any further than that cross of Christ and his empty tomb. That is where Jesus makes joy complete. For he has come to save you. And not only his salvation complete, that it is finished, but God the Father's acceptance of it is complete and it is finished. God approves of Jesus' sacrifice for you so much that he raises Jesus from the dead to live forever. And so because of that, you and I have the promise. All of our loved ones, our grandmas, our grandfathers, our moms and dads, our distant relatives that all believed in the faith, who rest now in heaven, you and I, all the church together, have the promise that whatever happens to Jesus happens to them, to you, to me, that we are destined for eternity. And that's the joy that we have together today. We have a living Savior, Jesus. So may your joy today be just as joyful tomorrow and just as joyful next year and the years ahead. May the peace of God surpass your understanding and lift your heads in joy now and forever. Amen.
You know, they only brought three charges against him to crucify. One, they said, this man loves sinners. The second, he healed on the Sabbath day. And the third, he claimed to be the Son of God. And then look at the death he died. Did ever a man die like Jesus? The lightning flashed and the thunder roared and the earth began to shake. They first took long leather thongs with steel pellets or lead pellets on the end and beat him across the back until he could hardly stand up. Then they put a crown of thorns on his brow and his face was bleeding. And he dragged and lifted and hauled that cross. And then, on the cross, He said, "My God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And then he dropped his head and said, "It's finished." Yes, they laid him away in a tomb. And when they went out to the tomb that morning, they heard the greatest news the world has ever known. He is not here. He is risen. He's alive.
He is not here. Death could not hold him. He has conquered the grave.
That's the greatest news the world has ever heard. He's a living Savior. He's alive.